Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Normally, I say good morning because I usually do my show at 11 a.m., but our guest today, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, is from Hawaii, and if I would do my show at 11 a.m., he would still be sleeping, so we are making an exception for him and having the show a little bit later today. You know, this is a really interesting show for me, especially because the topic is chronic fatigue, pain, and fibromyalgia, which I have suffered from for many years. I've been a chronic fatigue sufferer for 39 years and fibromyalgia for probably 20. I have it pretty well managed. I've got my lifestyle and my diet and everything managed, so I deal with it. But anyway, as I said, we have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum here today, who is the author of The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. He's also the author of the best-selling book, From Fatigue to Fantastic. And Dr. Teitelbaum is the director of the Practitioners Alliance Network. He is one of the most frequently quoted integrative medical authorities in the world. And he is the lead author of 4 studies on effective treatment for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Dr. Teitelbaum often appears as a guest on news and talk shows nationwide, including Good Morning America, The Dr. Oz Show, Oprah and Friends, CNN, and Fox News House. So we're really, really honored to have him with us today on A Fine Time for Healing. But let's get started, and I will introduce my honored guest to you today. Good morning, Dr. Teitelbaum. Good afternoon to everyone else.
Aloha, Randy. And I'd say that 20, 39 years, that's way long enough to have had this disease. And what we're going to teach you, and we're going to teach listeners today, if they're suffering with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, pain, the reason they haven't been able to get help, it's not because there's not effective treatment. It's that most physicians are simply clueless about how to treat these conditions. And a lot of it you can do on your own. So we're going to go ahead and teach people how to do that. And I'd say that today is a fine time for healing.
You're absolutely right. You know, I gave up on traditional medicine in regard to these areas a very, very long time ago. Like I said, I changed my diet. I became a vegetarian. I changed my lifestyle. I took all stress out of it. Many, many things that I've done. And I've explored a lot of the different holistic treatments. And like I said, I have it pretty well managed. But I would love to hear what you have to say. So what are the major factors in our modern day society that are contributing to so much fatigue that people have?
Well, Randy, it's important to understand that fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome represent it's a reflection of the human energy crisis. And as you look at it, we've lost half of the vitamins and minerals normally found in food through food processing. That's half. And that's amazing. So what we see is for the first time in human history, people are both obese and malnourished at the same time. we've lost 30% of our sleep. We've gone from an average 9 hours a night down to about 6 3/4. The speed of life has dramatically increased. You wanted to send a letter to somebody 150 years ago, 200, you'd have the Pony Express. Maybe the rider would make it. Maybe they wouldn't. A couple months later, maybe you'd hear back. Now it's like click, ding, okay, 5 seconds later, and it just goes back and forth. So the speed of life is increasing dramatically. And meanwhile, we have about 85,000 new chemicals in our environment that our immune system has had to learn how to deal with. So there are a lot of things going on. And then one other major thing is when I was a kid, the advertising mantra, you know, if you wanted to sell something, Madison Avenue's mantra was sex sells. If you wanted to sell something, you had to have some men, pretty ladies buy the product. Nowadays, it's fear sells.
Oh.
So where news used to be half hour a day and it actually used to be news, now it's 24 hours a day. And they have to come literally make stuff up. And if they can't make it up, they've got to spin a perspective on it that scares you to death. So it's not like what's today's news in a half hour. It's what's today's crisis. Stay tuned or you're going to be dead because you're not going to know. I mean, it's crazy. And it stresses our immune system. It stresses our adrenals. It stresses our energy. It stresses us. And it's totally unnecessary.
It really is. And, you know, and you talked about, you know, all the chemicals that are this influx of chemicals that we're ingesting and breathing and all kinds of things that are going on in our environment and food that's being grown with, no, you know, in soil that has no nutritional value and so many different things and the GMOs and all those kind of things. So, yeah, I mean, it just makes so much sense. We really are not in control of our environments. It's a very, you know, it's a very frightening thing, but we don't want to be frightened. We want to know how to deal with it, right? Right.
We are in control of ourselves, Randy. And I'm going to say, I can't think of a time in human history that I would rather be living for in than right now. You know, give me back the food without the GMO and the rest and take away my cell phone, only if you get it out of my cold, dead fingers. So, this, I mean, today is awesome. And the thing, though, is people need to know what they need to do so that they can thrive in this environment. You're right. We're not going to change what all the big companies and the rest are doing. We can do things here and there for that. But by and large, the simple thing is, okay, how do I thrive given the environment I'm in? And it's simple. It's not a hard thing to do.
Absolutely, I agree. But you know, I find, you know, I look into my my cabinet twice a day, and I see all these supplements, and I'm thinking to myself, my grandparents never had to take all these supplements.
Nope.
But we do have to boost up our bodies. So, what exactly can you explain to my listeners what chronic fatigue syndrome is, and then what fibromyalgia is?
Basically, the two illnesses are two names for the same condition in most people. A small subset of people have pure severe fatigue, poor sleep, and other problems without the pain, and they have pure chronic fatigue syndrome. But most people who have ME, they're all related processes, and they're totally different from person to person. Basically, these are an energy crisis in your body where you've blown a fuse. It's where you've been spending more energy than you're able to make, and eventually your body pulls the plug on you. And it does so wisely. It's not an outside attack on your body. This is these illnesses are a defensive measure, just like blowing a fuse in your home is a defensive measure on your home's part to protect the circuitry when you have an energy crisis. Now, whether the energy crisis comes from infections, and there are literally dozens of infections that can be involved, whether it comes because you have a toxic chemical exposure, a toxic boss or spouse or parent exposure, whether it's nutritional deficiencies, sleep disorders, there are literally over 100 things that can cause you to blow a fuse. So the trick is, one, to figure out what the energy drains in your life are. Now, do you have friends that are energy vampires? Get rid of them. And you know, we can talk about that later. You know, if you feel like the one day that you have a little bit of energy, and all of a sudden it's like a neon sign over your head goes on, Randy, and it says emotional toxic waste dump open. And here's how you can tell. They will come. First, they'll put their hooks in to come to the filling station. Oh, if not you, I don't know how I'd survive. Nobody understands me but you, blah, blah. All the hooks go in. Then they regurgitate all of their emotional caca on you, And then they say, I feel so much better after they've sucked you dry, and off they go. And the way that you tell is you felt better before they came, and afterwards you felt drained. Those emotional vampires. And there's a magic word, we teach it to children too, that will protect you from these emotional vampires. That magic word is no! Okay? When things feel bad, no is a complete sentence. This is a great T-shirt. So what part of no didn't you understand? And the only rationale you need to say no is that it does not feel good. Your brain will be saying, but if I don't, who will? And all this other nonsense you've been programmed to be a people pleaser with. No. If it doesn't feel good, no. It can be graciously,
right.
No, thank you. I'm sorry, I just couldn't. And it could be just the way I just said it.
Right,
it's
and I work with people
a
lot because I do counseling for victims of narcissistic abuse, and these are people who have never developed boundary systems and don't know how to define no, and when
mm-hmm.
enough is enough. So believe me, I get this.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is really bad for us, and we all love it and eat it. It's like crack cocaine. Why is it so bad for us?
Well, it's so bad because it's so much fun, and on one level. No, I'm teasing. The thing is that sugar itself is not bad. I love chocolate. Chocolate is a health food. On the other hand, the way we do sugar, we're adding 150 pounds of sugar per person per year into our diet and food processing. It's like Dr. Oz's daughter put very wisely. She said, why does processed food cost less than whole food? Do you think it should increase in price as you go along? It's because they have less real food and more caca in it as you go along. And the sugar is what they put in to cover the taste of the garbage you wouldn't eat if they didn't load it with sugar, and it's cheap. So 18% of our calories come from sugar. That causes yeast overgrowth. It causes adrenal problems, causes our moods to go haywire, triggers high blood pressure, things along those lines. So the problem is not sugar. It's when you have sugar for a main dish as opposed to saving it for dessert. It's when you have sodas where you have almost a teaspoon of sugar per ounce, three-quarter teaspoon. So you get one of those 64-ounce Big Burp sodas. That's 46 spoons of sugar throwing down your throat. That's insane.
Wow, it is.
And you're wondering why your body is raising his hand and saying, I surrender while you shoot it. It's like, no. So
right.
If you want to, you can do the diet sodas in moderation, fruit juices, and no better. You have the same three-quarter teaspoon of sugar per ounce. Drink vegetable juices. Eat the whole fruits. You want some sugar-free chocolate to die for? Dullacandies.com. They have one page of sugar-free chocolates. Let them melt in your mouth. And remember the movie when Harry met Sally and she was faking an orgasm in the restaurant?
Yes.
The lady crossed that, I want that. That's how you're going to feel when you have those things. So you're not depriving yourself at all. You're just learning how to get your pleasure in a way that supports your body. And if you're out for dinner and they have this, like, chocolate cake to die for on the menu, enjoy it. But get one piece for the table. The first two bites give most of the pleasure. Savor it with no guilt instead of inhaling the whole thing while you're feeling guilty, in which case you never taste it, and now you've had two whole cakes.
That's great advice. Dr. Teitelbaum, we have a caller. Would you like to take a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is our caller from area code 773. Thank you for calling in. What is your question? And what is your name? Hello? Are you there? Okay. Maybe they're just listening.
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait. Okay. Now we can.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Sabrina Dudley Johnson calling from Chicago. Hi, Dr. T.
Hey.
I hope you can hear me because there's construction going on, and that's the reason I'm calling. As a person with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, what can I do to de-stress myself while I'm living literally in the middle of a construction zone? I live in a condo building, and they're doing construction on the building.
Well, here's the trick. There's a process called centering. Have you ever seen pictures of a hurricane when everything's blowing all over the place? But right in the center of the cyclone, there's this quiet spot. You can have 500-mile-an-hour winds, and in the eye of the cyclone, it is totally still. There are many different techniques for centering. It's beyond what we can go into on the show today. But go find somebody who does good centering teaching. And again, use your own sensors. If something feels bad to you, remember we said say no. And make sure it's not an abusive situation.
Okay.
And as you learn to center, you will be able, in any situation, to be a total peace. And try it. You'll find it's amazing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Keith.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Okay, so anyway.
So should we talk about how to get rid of fibromyalgia and pain?
Sure, let's do it.
Cool. So how do you know you have fibromyalgia? It's easy. Tired, achy, brain fog, can't sleep. That sounds like you've got it. If you hurt all over and you can't sleep, you've got this condition. It's an energy crisis where you blew a fuse called the hypothalamus. That control center controls sleep, which is why you can't get restful sleep. It controls your entire hormone system. It controls temperature, and it controls what's called autonomic system. To restore energy production, write down the word shine. And this applies if you have muscle pain, too. Muscle pain is simply a localized form of an energy crisis in one area of the body so that the muscles get stuck in a shortened position. And the majority of pain, I don't care what your x-ray shows, because they're usually, this research shows that the results don't correlate with the pain. The pain's coming from somewhere else in most cases. Arthritis, back pain, it doesn't matter if your x-ray looks like a minefield. That's usually coming from the muscle pain. And you restore energy production, the muscles release, and the lights go back on, and you'll feel better. So the word shine, S-H-I-N-E, that's your recipe for restoring energy production. So S stands for sleep. And you're going to say right off, but I can't sleep. It doesn't matter how much time I make for sleep. I can't go into deep sleep. That's because the sleep center is not working. And that's why there are a host of natural things and even medications that can be very helpful to help you both fall asleep and stay asleep. For herbals, there's a product called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It mixes six herbs. Wonderful for people. Terrific Z's is another one. Anxiocalm, A-N-X-I-O-C-A-L-M. And for those who keep waking up in the middle of the night, which is all of you who have this disease, you want to get there's a nice form of melatonin. You can get it at Walgreens. It's made by Nature's Bounty. It's a mixed sustained release, immediate release, and people find it works really well when regular melatonin doesn't. So you can find it on Amazon. So a lot of natural things you can do for sleep. Also, if you find that you wake up in the middle of the night hungry or just at the 2 in the morning, take a hard-boiled egg or some chicken or meat or fish or cheese, something with protein, an ounce of protein before bedtime. See if that helps you sleep through the night. Smell of lavender. There's so many things. And then for medications, to fall asleep, Ambien has its problems, but it can be a very good medication to help you fall asleep. For staying asleep, Neurontin, Trazodone, Flexural, Xanaflex, all of these are tiny, 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 tiny dosing so you don't feel hungover the next day. But I can tell you, having treated thousands of people, Randy, and most of them, I say, well, you need sleep. And they say, you're a nice man, but you're crazy. There's no way I'm going to get 8 hours sleep. I can count on my fingers how many, after I've worked with them a while, have not been able to get the solid sleep they need.
Hmm.
And it makes all the difference in the world.
I'm sure it does. There is another caller. Do you mind taking another call?
I love taking calls.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. This is area code 604. What is your name?
Adam.
Adam. Okay. Hi, Adam. What is your question for Dr. Teitelbaum?
Hi, Dr. T. You're a bit of a hero in my world, so I'm a little bit nervous here. Thank you so much for all your work. It's amazing what you've devoted your life to and what you've shared. Thank you.
Yeah, Adam, it's totally fun.
That's great. I love it. I started doing some of the Shine protocol with my doctor, and we ran into a few hiccups, and so I was just going to ask you about them. One was that my my total testosterone was more in the upper end of the range, but my free testosterone was in the kind of lower third of the range. And I took the clomiphene citrate, 25 milligrams every couple days for a few months. And my total testosterone bounced up to way above the top of the normals there.
Well, the testosterone is all that really matters, Adam.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's what the active one is. So your protein binding is increased. If you do something called an SHBG, you'll see that's very high.
And you want
to check your total estrogen level because that may be driving it up. And then you can use things like Arimidex and other things to bring that down, so that'll help balance that over time.
Okay. So
but
check
look at
my
the free
SH...
testosterone, SHBG.
Okay, got it.
If it's
right.
high, also check total estrogen. If the total estrogen is over 30, then the medication Arimidex, A-R-I-M-I-D-E-X, one third of a tablet Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, just tiny bits. That'll bring the total estrogen down. And it'll take a while, but there's no hurry. It'll also bring down the SHBG. But the bottom line is that the free testosterone is all that your body is seeing. So that's all that really matters to it. And that's what you want to be going after. But that's just one small piece of your whole puzzle. So I wouldn't over-focus on it. You're doing what you need to do for that.
Okay. The other thing was that I don't know if you see this, and maybe it's, a big question, that so many of my blood counts have been chronically low for years. My white blood cell counts, hemocrit, neutrophils, hemoglobin, they've just been, chronically low despite my ferritin and, my iron and B12 being okay. And I don't know, do you see that sometimes with people?
The white blood cell count is often low in this condition, and I wouldn't worry about that. But the hematocrit in a male, how low is it?
The hematocrit was, let me just pull it out here, sorry.
Because if you check go ahead.
Yeah, the last measure was, they're measuring it in L per L. I'm up in Canada here, and it was 0.43, and the range was 0.41 to 0.52.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No. That's a good normal hematocrit.
Okay,
so
Adam.
Basically,
thank you.
The white count being low, that part's fine. Let me recommend this. There's an energy analysis program. You can go to www.endfatigue.com, do the free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms. It'll analyze your lab tests as well.
Okay.
And it'll help guide you. It'll give a thing and say, here's what you need, what's going on in your case, what you need to do. Take it to your doctor. You can do a lot of it on your own. And this way, it'll answer a lot of these questions for you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Our show goes so fast that I want to make sure that we cover everything. So I know that traditional doctors, Western medicine, they diagnose by blood tests. None of this shows up in blood tests. Is that correct?
Correct. This is not a diagnosis made by blood or any other testing. The diagnosis is clinical. You do it by talking to the person and getting the history. It's very simple, very straightforward. Tired, achy, brain fog, can't sleep, you've got it. If you're exhausted or have widespread pain and you can't sleep, you've probably got it. It's that simple. On the other hand, we do a lot of testing to look for the cause of the energy crisis so we know how to fix it. That's where the lab testing comes in. And the problem is, Randy, that the doctors don't understand where the normal range comes from blood testing. They think that if it's in the normal range, a panel of wise, gray-haired, gray-bearded elders sat down together and said, yes, this is perfect for the person, don't worry. No, there's no such thing. They take 100 people. Well, there are some panels, and they're basically on the payroll of the drug companies. They have nothing to do with wisdom or science. They have to do with who's paying who, by and large. Even though they're esteemed panels, God bless them. But the normal range for most tests comes from you take 100 people, the 95 in the middle of the normal range. So So if you had a shoe size and you wanted a normal range for shoe sizes, you take 100 people, you get a normal range of 5 to 13. That's all the normal range is. It tells you where 95% of the people fall. Now, if you happen to be, you know, I have my size 12 shoe and you put me in a size 8, it's not going to fit. I go to the shoe doctor. The shoe doctor says, there's no problem. Test shows your shoe's an 8, smack dab in the middle of normal. So the normal range doesn't mean much except to give you perspective. You have to look at the individual and their symptoms. So when you look at shine, so sleep, H is hormones, thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, testosterone. For thyroid, you'll find that most people who need thyroid hormone are technically normal. They're right on the low end of the normal range for the free T4. It's like they have a shoe size of 5.5, and the doctor says, no problem to the 6'8", 300-pound Texan who's trying to get in the size 5.5 shoe. You know, so how do you tell you need thyroid? Tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need thyroid. Infertility problems, miscarriages, you need thyroid. Adrenal, the test is different. They gear it, you have to be in the lowest 1 out of 100,000 to be abnormal, and there's a rationale that they do for that. And the thing is, so if you're in the lowest 1 out of 99,000, even though you have all the symptoms of adrenal fatigue and problems, the doctors will say, no, you're fine, which is idiocy. How do you tell you need adrenal support? One, if you have symptoms of low blood sugar, especially irritability when hungry. If you get these feed me now or I will kill you moments, and then you feel better when you eat, and if anybody gets between you and that Twinkie, they're like getting between a mama bear and her cub, you need adrenal support. You're in marriage counseling, divorce lawyer, try some adrenal support first. Save yourself on the legal bills. You may find that's all it was. Your claws would come out when your sugar would go down. Very nice way to support adrenal glands, a product called Adrenal Stress End. Another one is called Adrenaplex. Two very good products, work very well. Also decrease sugar, increase salt and water. If you try to salt restrict when you have low adrenal, you will crash and burn. You have low blood pressure, get dizzy when you stand. The next day, post-exertional fatigue, where you feel wiped out the next day after exercise, that often associates with inadequate salt and blood pressure, in part associated with low adrenal. So simple things. And sometimes we'll use the hormones, the bioidentical hormones for these as well. Estrogen, are your fibro symptoms worse around your menses? Not talking PMS, a slow progesterone, you need fish oil. Vectomega is the best fish oil support because one pill replaces 8. Now, you'll find that I'm very picky about certain products. And, I don't take money from any of the supplement companies. All of my royalties go to charity, even for products I design. It allows me to be very opinionated, even if people don't like it. So the Vectomega, that's the only fish oil support I use because I don't like people burping up fish oil all day. They take one pill instead of 8, they're covered. So not the PMS, but if you're fatigue, trouble sleeping, achiness, brain fog, or worse around your menses, that suggests that inadequate estrogen and progesterone are contributing to your fibromyalgia throughout the month. In men, 70% of men fall in the lowest 30th percentile for testosterone. And for younger men, you don't need to take testosterone. As you noted when Adam called in, you take a tiny bit of a medicine called clomiphene, and it wakes up your body's own testosterone production. So the hormones, again, the tests give a idea where you fall relative to the rest of the population, but it's the symptoms that tell you whether you need it or not.
Okay. Okay, and doctors, many doctors aren't trained to look at the symptoms. I know I went to the hospital with extremely low blood pressure, and I knew my adrenals were part of the problem, and they had run bloods on me, and he's like, your adrenals are fine, and I knew, because you have to do specialized tests for this. It's not just a little bit of, taking a little bit of blood.
How do you spell clueless? You're looking in the dictionary under clueless, and you'll see a picture of an MD treating fibromyalgia. It's kind of like a chiropractor trying to do heart bypass surgery. They don't know. And they're
clearly
convinced that if they don't know, nobody knows. And
right.
God bless them.
My blood pressure was 60 over 30. I was nearly dead. And they said, no, you're fine. You go home.
and you say, but I'm in horrible pain. The doctor says, nothing hurts.
Right, nothing's showing in the blood.
Fine. Yeah, it's just crazy. So here's the thing, Randy. So you have also what's called orthostatic intolerance. In addition to the adrenal issues, which will contribute to the low blood pressure, we talked about that circuit breaker controlling autonomic function, which is blood pressure, pulse, gut function, and sweating. So a lot of people with this disease will have, it's called POTS, NMH. It's basically difficulty maintaining blood pressure. So you need to increase your salt a lot of salt. A good sea salt would be recommended. Water, I know you're already drinking like a fish, but you're peeing like a racehorse. So you got to drink more water. And you want to use compression stockings. These are ones that go all the way up at least to mid-thigh or higher, and they need to be medium pressure. For those of you who have these symptoms, write this down. Medium pressure is 20-30 millimeter compression stockings. Go on YouTube, do a search on compression stockings. You'll see all these wonderful videos on how to wear them, fit them, and the rest. When you are upright and vertical and out for the day, wear them. You will find your stamina goes up markedly. They're $60.
Amazing.
There's a new medication that does maybe one-fifth as good as compression stockings. That's $130,000 a year. Get the compression stockings. No side effects. Cheap. Long-term benefit. You buy them once, you got them. So there's a lot of simple things, but you need to really know what you're looking for. Infections.
Absolutely.
Many infections will go, but candida is the main one. You have sinusitis, nasal congestion, post-nasal drip, any of those. Irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. Treat for the candida. You're going to find that you dramatically improve your whole fibromyalgia. And there are times you go with antibiotics, antivirals. You've got to tailor that to the individual. Nutritional support. And the reason I'm running through this, Randy, is I want to be able to get the pain for folks a little bit.
Okay.
Nutritional support, easy. Take something called the Energy Revitalization System. This is for anybody who's listening who wants more energy and optimized vitality, even if you're healthy. The Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder has everything from vitamin A to zinc at optimal levels that you should be getting from the diet, but again, at optimal levels in one drink. The only exceptions will be the omega-3s and the iron. Those are the two main nutrients, but otherwise all the key nutrients except for calories are in there. You do the one drink a day. I add in a scoop of ribose, which is a special energy nutrient for those of you that are athletes as well. Add in a scoop of ribose, and you're going to find that, this is my morning thing that I have each morning. I have a scoop of the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder, a scoop of ribose, and I take a Vectomega. And my energy skyrockets. I mean,
ooh,
people saw
sounds
my schedule,
good.
It would make the head spin. And this is healthy energy. It would take you 35 drinks, pills minimum, to get what's in the one drink. Try it. If you can, for the listeners, if you can get what's in that one drink in less than 30 pills, I'll give you $100. Most of it will take about 60, 70 pills. And you're going to see that you can get rid of most of that stuff in your medicine cabinet now, Randy. With one
I'm so excited. I'm going to go out and buy this stuff today. This is great.
It's easy.
For those listeners who tuned in late, we're talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the author, current author of the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. He has other books, but this is kind of the one that we are talking about. But he's also the author of the best-selling book From Fatigued to Fantastic. And Dr. Teitelbaum, you suffered from this initially. And is this what made you so interested in it?
Yeah, I got into it the old-fashioned way. I came down with a drop-dead flu in the middle of a life of chaos, basically knocked me out of medical school and left me homeless for the year. So got my attention.
I'll say.
And at the time, I thought I was crushed. I mean, my whole life had been geared to being a healer, and I thought my life was over and it was done.
And look at you now.
It was funny. It's as if the universe put a holistic, homeless medical school sign on my park bench. Naturopaths, herbalists, energy workers, all these different people came by. Sometimes if they fed me pizza, I ate. And each of them taught me a bit and a piece of the puzzle. And I was able to put it together, get myself well, and go back to med school and did very well. And I've spent the last 35-plus years focusing on effective treatment for these conditions.
So if someone is listening and they have the symptoms that you've talked about for CSF and CF and fibromyalgia. They're best, I don't want to make this assumption, but I'm going to, they're best not going to a physician. They're best maybe, well, I would recommend that they get your book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, because in it, all the things that Dr. Teitelbaum has talked about are in there. It's a really great read, and it's all the tips that you could ever want, right?
How can I argue with that wisdom? I mean, you know, I think it's a great thing. So here are tools that we've made. Because, Randy, my goal is very simple. Everybody's got to have a hobby, and mine is to make effective treatments available for everybody on the planet who has this disease. That's been my hobby for the last 40 years, or my passion, or my vacation, or vacation, whatever you want to call it. So picture this. You've got 50 million people on the planet with a disease. Doctors are clueless. So we did the research. And it's a good, solid, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. It was put together with the help of researchers at the NIH. And it showed that 91% of people improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life, where the placebo group did miserable. So even for the scientists out there, p-value less than 0.0001 versus placebo. Very, very solid, powerful effect by using the SIRM protocol. Then we wrote the books. And there's the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, which is an easy read for those of you with brain fog. And there's From Fatigue to Fantastic, which is a best-selling book of all time on the topic for those who want more of a medical textbook on the condition. Then we did, I actually have the U.S. patent for a computerized doctor, which I made for people with CFS and fibromyalgia. And initially, we charged $400 for people to use it. But people said, but I can't afford because I'm crippled with the disease. And I said, okay, you know, if you can't afford, you know, we'll make it free. And basically 90% of people said they couldn't, and we just made it free for everybody. Mm. So
wow.
It's available now not to treat fibromyalgia because that would have to go through a $400 million bureaucratic process to do, but instead to treat and optimize energy, which at the end of the day will just so happen that will give you what you need to get your life back. So it's called the Energy Analysis Program, and you can find it at www.endfatigue.com. You do it, it'll tell you here's what you need to do to optimize your energy, here's the best mix of natural and prescription things for that. For the prescription things, you talk to your doctor. Most doctors are clueless, so you go to a holistic doctor. Where do you find one? Write this down, www.abihm.org. You'll see a couple thousand holistic doctors around the country.
Wow,
also,
great.
I do treat people from all over the world with phone consultation. It's a three-hour consultation of my one-on-one time. And we spend an hour going through all your old medical records and information, an hour going through everything, and then I'll do an hour typing up a summary of exactly what's going on and a very detailed what to do. And we are happy to guide you in getting your life back to work directly with you or with you and your physician if you prefer.
And I see in your book that your website is vitality101.com. Listeners can also email your office at endfatigue.com, and you also have a phone number here.
There's 410-573-5389 or appointments at endfatigue.com. But again, start with the energy analysis program or, you know, directly with appointment. But again, if you go to the holistic doctor site, these doctors are much more likely to know what they're talking about when it comes to fibromyalgia. And some of them have bits and pieces of the puzzle, but at least they're not going to have their heads stuck so deep in darkness that they have no idea. You know.
Yeah, I went to Whole Foods looking for an adrenal supplement, and I did come upon your B complex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been taking that.
Daily energy B complex, but that's already in the vitamin powder. If you do the energy revitalization system, that's just one of the 35 pills you'll be able to get rid of.
Okay, so I can reduce my intake if I just do the powder. Perfect.
Indeed.
We have about two more minutes. Is there anything else you want to mention before we have to say goodbye?
Yes, for those of you with pain of any kind of pain. The natural remedies are more effective than the medications without the side effects. So here's what you write this down. You've got pain. Get two supplements. One is called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. It is a pain relief miracle. You can take it with your pain medications. Give it 6 weeks to kick in. You'll see some effect quickly, but it builds an effect over 6 weeks. Another one is called End Pain. These two can be used together. There's topical called Comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y. If you have an iPhone or an Android, there's a free app. There's a $2 upgrade. It's called Cures A to Z, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-Z. You look up any kind of pain. You look up everything from acne to zoster, and I'll have a short and sweet, here are the best of the natural and prescription approaches to get rid of it. And it's just bullet points, easy, quick. So all this information is out there, and we've really made it available free for people. The tools are out there. For those of you with abuse issues, look into something called Emotional Freedom Technique and also a book by Peter Levine called Waking the Tiger. I'll give you two free, low-cost, simple things that will help you clear the old trauma of the abuse. And then there's so much more. But, Randy, that will give people a really good start on stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, these are wonderful tools. Thank you. I mean, you fit a lot in this short amount of time, but it's a lot of information, and it's really great information because I know when I started this, like I said, 39 years ago, nobody knew what this was, and I think the doctor gave me Valium.
You should again say, "Hey, doc, take the Valium."
He said, "You're depressed." He says, "You're depressed," and all they had was Valium. So he gave me Valium. I'm like, "I can't take Valium. It's going to make me sleep." So, yeah. So it's been a long journey, but I really appreciate the work that you're doing and how many people you've helped. And this is I feel so fortunate that you have come on A Fine Time for Healing to talk to my listeners. We really, really do appreciate it. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. And if you want to talk about other kinds of pain, happy to be back. Let's go ahead and keep the conversation going for folks.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you back. Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, we've had other callers, but I just don't have the time to take them. So everybody who's listening and didn't get a chance to talk to the doctor, just look. Just check my schedule on Blog Talk Radio and see when we're having him back. So anyway,
go to the Facebook page and we take questions there as well on the website.
Okay. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy your beautiful day in the Big Island of Hawaii, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Likewise. Aloha, Randy. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha. Have a great day. Thank you. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's loveyourlife@randigfine.com. And you can visit my website, randygfine.com. As I mentioned earlier, I am a narcissistic abuse expert. I do counseling, and I write about it extensively. So if you go to my website, randygfine.com, remember, Randy's always spelled with an I, you can find several articles about that topic to help you. And there's a lot about dealing with relationship stress, so that would be really apropos for this show. Anyway, thank you again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, and life issues counselor Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. There's a better way.